So what happens if somebody who's a near-death experience doesn't want to go back? Yeah, actually, it's possible. But as I said, see, as souls, we have to go through a process of spiritual evolution. There are higher realms of existence also, but we can't gate crash into them. So we have to ourselves evolve to get there. And if a person leaves a body, say for I'll give an example. Say somebody is supposed to live in a body for 70 years, and then they have a near-death experience at the age of 40, and they don't want to come back in the body. Then for the next 30 years, they will be hanging in no body land. Like a no man's land, so there is no body because they cannot get a new body. They cannot go next stage. They're not choosing to come back here.
Well, the uncle
But
was, like in this case, the uncle was hanging out, telling her, guiding her back. So I'm trying to think, where was his body at? Was he
yeah.
hanging in no man's land too, or what?
Okay,
I
see.
don't know.
As I said right in the beginning, what happened in the paranormal realm? Somebody saw something and they had this discussion, they had that discussion. Now that is not very verifiable for us. Not at all verifiable, in fact, not very. And what happens, the existence is multidimensional. And there are different people who exist in different realms, and sometimes certain souls have certain guides. So there might be some connection that happens. So that person may be existing at a different realm, but for the purpose of guiding, they might be here.
Okay.
So beyond the world, what happens, it's quite complex because the soul is on a journey and there are many levels of existence at different places. The important thing is that the soul needs to come back. Because if it doesn't come back, then it stays in a disembodied state. And the disembodied state is something similar to what we sometimes call as ghosts. A ghost basically means that it's a person without a physical body. So, because they don't have a physical body, then actually they just don't know what to do. Say, what do we have for food after this?
We have spinach with potatoes and chickpeas and cake and rice and all
Okay. So, if there's a ghost, the ghost sees a cake. But has no tongue to eat the cake. It's miserable. It's miserable. So it's not a very pleasant state to be in between, disembodied.
Maybe that's why the uncle was saying, "Go back." Don't be like me.
There's guidance on the other side, though. When you get to the other side, there's superior guidance.